Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm glad you're here for a very special show. It's Listener Questions, but it's also mini trip reports. It's also previewing Marathon Weekend. We're talking about it all today as we take your calls live. This show is recorded on Sunday night, January 5th, 2020, and we get lots of calls talking about the Skyliner over at Disney's Pop Century Resort, a hack if you have a stroller. We get some great trip reports, some dining trip reports from some good meals like Tipolino over at the Riviera, that character meal that's brand new. We also discuss just all kinds of current events, the bus situation at Pop Century headed to Disney's Hollywood Studios in Epcot. It's a potpourri of topics today. I think you're going to really enjoy today's show. It's great talking with so many listeners of the podcast. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go can help you count down the days to your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I glance out of my iPhone XS Max, I can see that I don't have any days to go. I'm at Walt Disney World right now for Marathon Weekend, hoping to ride Rise, hoping to go to the Expo today. It's going to be a lot of fun, so follow me on social media. But you can get excited for your next trip right now with all the great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by our friends over at Amazon. They help get you all of your items that you need in a quick fashion. So please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. All right, let's have some fun. Let's get to the calls. This is the live show recorded on Sunday night, January 5th, 2020. Enjoy today's Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the January 2020 Be Our Guest podcast live show. So glad that you're here to join us to give us some calls. We're going to be taking your listener questions live as we open up the phone lines, maybe some mini trip reports. And of course, this is Marathon Weekend in week 2020. We've been looking forward to this for months and months. And the time is here for the folks in the bright green shirts and the short shorts and the sneakers to strap those shoes on. Get out there. Some folks were running costumes. I have. Don't know if I will this year, so watch Instagram. I may not. Who knows? But we're going to have a fun time down in Walt Disney World this week, taking over, running 48.6 magical miles for by running the Dopey Challenge. Got lots of folks doing the 5Ks, the 10Ks, the half, and the full. So join us Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on social media as we post. And then Monday's the greatest day because we just eat everything and get pictures taken with our medals. It's awesome. So thanks for tuning in here live on a Sunday night as we record this show. This will be the podcast for Wednesday. So joining me today to have some fun, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, I apologize to everyone that I am not able to make it down for Marathon Weekend.
Oh, boo.
But I think you'll understand why in a second. So for those of you who are watching the video, ta-da! I have a puppy!
It isn't bad enough that she has cats when she's podcasting. Now she added another animal to the mix. I mean, come on now.
Meet Daisy, everyone. If you want to see pictures of Daisy, you can check out my social media because she's going to be everywhere now. It's a little... I know for sure Chihuahua and Papillon, and then I think her dad might be Jack Russell. I'm not entirely sure. So she's a mixture of everything, but she's so small and tiny and she's adorable and she's 7 weeks old and she's keeping me up at night. So, you know, fun.
But we've had a house guest. Anyway. We had Riley Como, Paige's dog, but she has headed back about 100 miles west, and so she's back with her rightful owner. We just kept her for the road trips. Paige travels with the basketball team, so she was here.
And it's nice that she did that, though. Yeah. See?
It's so, like it's our grand dog, you know, we can have fun with her, then just go back, you know.
Exactly. So, yep, Daisy is going to be my lap dog now. She's definitely going to come down to Florida with me, and my brother is already in love and is already begging me to bring her down to his apartment. So she'll be down to Florida, I'm sure.
We have so many folks tuning in. I love this. And so many comments. Everybody loves the dog. So Daisy's very popular.
And,
B-O-G-G-Dog.
And she's getting along with the kitties just fine. Meow Meow is not so happy with her, but I didn't expect she would be. Opie is okay and cautious. Snape is definitely cautious, though. He's like, what is that thing? So, Snape. Yeah, they're doing okay, though. They're doing okay. So we're good. We're good.
All right. So we are going to take your questions and any, if you want to talk marathon weekend, because we are, you know, as we record this, about 4 or 5 days before we start running, as this comes out, we'll be at the expo day, the day before we start running the 5K. So if you have any questions, comments, nerves about marathon weekend, give us a call, 407-413-9395. Phone numbers at the bottom of the screen. We can also take mini trip reports. If you've been to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Universal, not Universal, as I say in there, Disney Cruise Line, there's almost a touring plans.
No, Universal, definitely Universal.
No, you had Snape and you messed me up. So if you have a mini trip report to someplace I'm interested in, give us a call, 407-413-9395, and we'll answer listener questions. Put them in the chat. I'm not, I mean, I go because, you know, I just do what I can.
Right.
That dog does not want to go to Universal. Okay, so we had this question last night on Twitter. We had this nice conversation. I was sitting there watching some live PD and enjoying things. And one of my buddies on Twitter, see if I can find it, get his handle correct because it was awesome, asked a question. His handle's at Dr. L_DDS. He's a friend here in St. Louis. And he came up with this question. He said, if you could bring back one for one night only, would you bring back Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, or Spectromagic? And man, I was torn because I sure love Spectro. I got a Spectromagic shirt. That parade was when I really fell in love with Walt Disney World, but you know how I feel about Illuminations too. Yeah. I said Spectro for the fact that I have more recent memories with Illuminations. I've seen it many, many more times since Spectro went away. So I miss Spectro kind of more at this point because I haven't seen it in so long. What do you say? Which one would you pick? And give us a call. Tell us what you think. You know, what do you think? Would you pick Spectro or Illuminations?
Well, you know, I know that I'm a terrible person because I just don't really care that much about the nighttime parades. So, unless I'm paying for them. So like with the hard ticket events, like Mickey's Not So Scary and Very Merry, but I think I'm going to go with Illuminations. I just, you know, I really do miss Illuminations. I think it was, a fantastic show, a great music, and Spectro, I can really just take or leave. So, I'm going to go with Illuminations, which
that kills me.
You said you could go Spectro, but no.
You could just leave Spectro Magic. It was so just the setting and the Magic Kingdom at night going through either, you know, Frontierland, especially down Main Street. Oh, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm a huge disappointment to you, Mike, but.
Well, no, but it was one of those things though. It was like, you know, you saw it in all the guidebooks, you know, and especially as you were kind of learning, like, you know, what a Disney trip was about. That was one of those things you always saw, like in the, you know, the Travel Channel specials. It kind of, it kind of made you feel like you were having a real Disney vacation when you sat and, you know, had an ice cream and watched Spectro. To me, that's kind of what I felt. So.
That's a good point, though. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. It's just, I always think of Illuminations when I think of those, you know, video planning videos and things like that, because they always showcased Illuminations.
They always talk about the kiss goodnight. That's kind of, they always explained it with Illuminations. All right, so we're getting questions in the live chat. As this show comes out on Wednesday, that's my day that I have scheduled to go to Rise. Like, I'm getting up early. Of course, I'll be getting up super early Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So why not get up early on Wednesday, too?
Why not?
I mean, shoot, let's make it 5 days. Well, hang on. We got a live call. So let's get this. Then we'll talk about Rise and getting in, and if I will. Hey, who's joining us? We have our first caller of the night.
Hi there. This is Jessica from Highland Park, Illinois.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Lizard.
Hi, guys. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. Going well so far. I'm heading down on Tuesday for marathon weekend. It'll be my first marathon weekend, and I'm super excited, my first Dopey.
Yay.
Yay. I have a question. I'm going down with my husband, and he is hoping to spectate the marathon on Sunday. And I've been kind of looking at the course maps and things, and I think a good place for him to see me would be Magic Kingdom, either at the TTC or the Magic Kingdom itself. And I'm wondering I think, Ricky, maybe you've spectated the marathon, but I know like buses and monorails may not be running at that hour, but how would one get from the resorts to Magic Kingdom?
How did you guys get to the TTC? I got there because I went to the corrals and they just shot a gun and I took off. Run, Forrest, run is how I got there.
So we had to get there before everybody, we had to park. I drove. So we had to get to Epcot. So your husband may have to get up just as early as you and take a bus to Epcot, to the start of the race as well. And then we took the monorail to the TTC, and that's how we got there. That's kind of what we have done, because they close off the roads. So that's kind of how we managed to be able to do that. Now, I know that they've kind of they changed the course this year, right, Mike? So you're not in the Magic Kingdom as quick. Is that correct?
Yeah, they did change the course. I don't have it in front of me, of course. I should have, we're talking marathon week. I know we're going to talk about this. Why didn't I pull it up? I don't want to pull it up right now because I might crash the computer. But I know that we go directly into Epcot, which shocked me. Right. We run through Future World like at mile two or three. I mean, it's super early. We run through like Future World, and then we'd make that big churn out that road outside between like Epcot and like French Quarter and Riverside. Not on that road, but the outer road there. And then we head to Magic Kingdom. I think instead of getting at Magic Kingdom at like miles 5 or 6, like we normally did, it's around miles 9 or 10.
So I don't know if maybe they'll let people park at the Magic Kingdom, but I still think that they would need to cut off the road over there. So I'm thinking that Epcot's still probably the best bet. So
And that's the shocking thing, I think, for spectators too, is that you have to get up the same time as your runner, and a lot of times catch that motor coach over to the start area with the runners. And they can totally do that. I think a lot of spectators are intimidated that, you know, that bus is for the runners. It's not. It's for everybody that wants to get there and spectate, because your husband would then go from Epcot to the monorail station over to the TTC and transfer who wants to go to the Magic Kingdom. I mean, he could watch you run down Main Street at that point. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, hey, safe travels, and don't get on any ladder. Don't get on any ladders in the next 48 hours.
I will try my hardest. Thank you so much. I'll see y'all down there.
All right. Yes. We'll see you later. Thank you so much. Talk to you later, Jessica. Bye-bye. Yeah, I did get on a ladder today, so I am kind of dumb.
Yes.
And as I was dangling off the gutter trying to get that last hook, I couldn't barely reach to get the Christmas lights down. I'm thinking, oh, this is where Dopey ends. This is it. No, so, she talks about spectating, and that's a good point that, you know, spectating is actually, it's physically demanding because you're out there a long time. It's cold, you know, I mean, it's not something that's like, you know, 15 minutes, okay, I'm going to cheer and I'm going to be gone. It takes a lot of work.
It is absolutely a lot of work to spectate. You know, being on a cheer squad is it's not as grueling, but it's pretty darn grueling, being out there, because you are, a lot of times it's cold, a lot of times, you know, you're yelling and, you know, constantly. And it's something that I love to do, don't get me wrong. Like, I love getting out there and giving high fives and, you know, yelling and cheering for these runners, because I know how much you guys need it. I've been out there. I know, like, how important it is to have somebody who's cheering you on, who's saying your name, who's, you know, yelling at your costume, you know, out your costume next.
Hey, Buzz, where's Woody?
I mean, you know, it's just, but that does, it gives you such energy to get through the rest of the race. So there's really, or a high five. I bought Mickey gloves, you know, the giant Mickey gloves. Yep, I bought them and I use them for, the mitts. And I use them as high five mitts because I can take them home and wash them when I'm done. And I don't have gross hands afterwards.
Because so runners will like wipe their snot on anything, you know, that's just how it is. You know, it's like you're running, you don't care.
If you're going down for marathon weekend and you're still needing something to give high fives with, go buy a pair of the Mickey gloves or the Tigger gloves or whatever, because trust me, it is very necessary.
Mickey mitts. Good investment. All right, we have another caller on the line. Thank you for joining us. Hey, who's there?
Hi, this is Ashlyn from Colorado.
Ashlyn, how's it going? Colorado's beautiful.
It's good. How are you?
Love it out there. Very good. What's going on?
Good. I just had a mini trip real quick.
Sounds good to me. Hit us. What'd you do? When'd you go?
I'm going to talk about in March. I went with my sister and her family.
Okay. Awesome.
And I, me and my sister did the Magic Kingdom after hours, and then me and her whole family did the Hollywood Studios after hours. And so I just wanted to point out that those are fantastic.
I have not heard a person who has not enjoyed those events. Everybody loves them. They're expensive and everybody loves them. I mean, I thought, you know, some people are like, ah, it's kind of expensive. It was okay. No, everybody loves them. So,
no, but yeah, they were so good. Like, her boys were at the time 6 and 7, and it was really late for them, but they had a blast. Just over. So much fun.
What were some of the best parts about the after hours events for anybody who may be on the fence?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what were some of the best parts about the after hours events for someone who might be on the fence about them?
I mean, for one, especially right now, if they back Hollywood Studios, we rode Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Slinky Dog Dash 3-4 times each.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, you get it all in there.
Mm-hmm. I only rode Slinky Dog Dash 3 times at the media event, so there you go. You beat me. And yeah. I was there like when it was grand opening. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah, such a good time. We didn't focus on the snack so much. Like, we grabbed one here and there, but I think we felt uncomfortable just taking free food.
Whatever. It's not. Okay. We got to talk because it's not free food. You paid $100 to get in.
Eat
at least $70 worth of Mickey bars. Come on.
I know. It just felt weird.
No, it doesn't.
And the cost of the Mickey bars.
How many do you want?
I get up to that $70 mark, man. You could have been like 5 Mickey bars. Okay,
I know.
My buddy Scotty G comes out ahead with his Mickey bar consumption during one of those after hour events. That guy can do it.
It's crazy.
So you stayed at Pop Century?
This time, yes, we did stay at Pop Century that time. Yeah.
So quick, when was this? Did you get to do the Skyliner? Was it since September?
That was in March, but I did go in October, and we did use the Skyliner.
So what are your thoughts of Skyliner? Because I know a lot of folks are going out for Marathon Weekend, have never been since Skyliner's been online. Do you like it? I love it. I can't wait to use it again.
Yes. So I was going to save it for when I come on your show and talk about my trip. But our last day, we were going to go to the extra magic hours at Hollywood Studios. And then we found out the Skyliners wouldn't be open till like 8 or something. And we were like, no, it's okay. We don't need to ride Slinky Dog. So we actually chose the Skyliners over Slinky Dog.
Well, okay. That's a that's a hot take right there. The Skyliners, don't tell them that. We'll have to book a fast pass. It'll be impossible to get. Well, that's we got a lot of calls coming in, but we appreciate that because folks always ask about the after hours, and that's firsthand advice. Yeah. And Disney thanks you because you're going to encourage people to go to the party, buy the tickets, and not eat a lot of snacks. So there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, have a good night. Thanks for calling out in Colorado. We sure appreciate
it. Yeah, you too.
All right. Have a good night. Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's so funny, man. That's the opposite. I never thought I'd ever hear anybody say that.
I know.
But they don't want snacks.
Yes.
I was like,
I would be like eating them like crazy. I mean, give me all the popcorn, give me all the ice cream. I'd be bringing my backpack for the bottled beverages, being like, let's throw them in.
And Jennifer O'Neill's After My Own Heart in the live chat. She says, "What, we eat extra?" Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not free.
They're not free. All right, definitely pay for them.
We have our next call. Hey, he's joining us.
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm calling from Orlando. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you, Ashley?
Orlando, never heard of it. What state is that in?
I'm in Orlando.
What? I never heard of it.
Oh, I know, right? There's really nothing here.
Yeah. The good stuff's in Lake Buena Vista, but go ahead.
Oh, exactly.
What's going on?
I have a question for you.
Sure.
My fiance and I were both big Disney fans, and his parents aren't really so much. We were thinking of maybe taking them on something like the Jiko and Safari combo at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Do you have any suggestions on things we could bring them to do that's for fans who aren't quite sold on Disney yet?
This is a Ricky question. She's creative like this.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. Like, my dad is really not the biggest Disney fan, which I know is kind of shocking. my mom is, but my dad is definitely not. So I think you have a good idea in trying to do something that's maybe obviously outside of the parks. I think that the Jiko, you know, safari idea is a good one. That one's still, like, they do the safari around Animal Kingdom Lodge, right? Is that that one?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about. So, like, something like that, that they couldn't do somewhere else. I mean, how often are you going to get to go out on a safari like that? Yeah, like, where else are you going to get to do that, really? So, like, something like that, I think, really can impress, you know, a family member who's not so Disney. So things like that are really key. You know, we try to do things like that with my dad, you know, things outside of the parks, so that way he doesn't have to go in the parks and see all the people and, you know, be surrounded by the crowds and stuff like that. So I think you're really onto something, actually. So maybe a nice dinner.
Is there anything somewhere in particular your dad really enjoyed?
We went to this past trip, we went to Disney's Caribbean Beach, and we stopped and had drinks and appetizers at Banana Cabana, which is the pool bar that's right there. But they have a nice seating area there, and just it was a good place to stop and relax and enjoy the atmosphere. The sun was setting, and it was gorgeous. So, you know, something like that, that's something that he actually really enjoyed, was just sitting by, you know, the pool bar. But it's a little more upscale than just, like, a regular pool bar, you know what I'm saying? So that was something
that he
enjoyed.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Nice. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, good. I got a good one.
I haven't been to Caribbean Beach since they upgraded everything, too, so I'll check that out.
It's gorgeous. They've done such a great job with Caribbean Beach. I really like what they've done, and I've spent a lot of time between there and the Riviera now over the past.
I saw it from the Skyliner, but I haven't seen it on the ground yet.
Yes, it's the Riviera is gorgeous as well. That's somewhere else you could go. They have these really cool chairs that are on the beach there that you can go, like, beach, I use that in quotes, that you can go kind of hang out at. They've got a nice little coffee bar that's there. The restaurant on the top, I wanted to say Trattoria Forno, that's not right.
Topolino, right?
Yes. Topolino, yeah. I was like, I know it starts with the T. Topolino's Terrace is really fantastic. I very much enjoyed breakfast there. Now, that is a character breakfast, but they do have a dinner that's not a character meal. And you can see, they don't pipe in the music there, but you can see the fireworks from there. You know, so that's kind of an interesting spot. Oh, they do have an outdoor patio there as well at Topolino's.
Oh, great.
Which I don't know how much they're using it yet, but, you know, that could be something that you could consider as well. See if they'll let you go out on the patio. It's got gorgeous views, so.
Awesome. Great suggestions. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care. Yeah. Well, someday I'll make it down to that Orlando place.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll see you soon. When are you coming down? You're coming down on Tuesday?
I'll be here Tuesday. As the show comes out, I'm there. I'm on the ground, feet on the ground at Pop Century.
Oh, awesome. Well, maybe I'll see you in the park. What's your favorite, Mike, restaurant to eat at after running a race here? Where do you usually go?
Okay. I can't say because I don't want everybody eating there, but it's a restaurant. It's a table service over at Old Key West.
Oh, I know.
It's got a patio.
Olivia's.
No! That's my favorite. And it changes over the years, but that's my current favorite for, like, the last year. I love Olivia's.
That's a great one. Well, hopefully we'll see you in the park.
Hey,
then.
Give me a holler if you see me. Appreciate it.
I absolutely will. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, we got another call. I just hit it in just enough time there. Hey, who's our next caller?
Hey, Mike. It's Felicia from Wisconsin.
Felicia, what's going on?
Oh, not much. It's actually kind of warm here for Wisconsin right now.
It's going to be warm at Marathon this week, I think. We'll make it.
Yeah. Warmer than here for sure. But
for real.
Yeah, you guys will probably. Yeah. So I had requested a trip report, and you said you were a year out. But so I thought I'd call in and just do a quick kind of mini one here. We were there from December 16th to the 22nd, just a couple weeks ago here.
That's right. So give us the highlights. So you were there less than a month ago, you know, right before the Christmas crowd. So where'd you stay and what were some of the big highlights?
So we stayed at Coronado Springs. We booked there. We had free dining, actually. So we didn't stay in the tower, but we stayed in Casitas, which was okay. I would suggest the tower if you can get a tower room. So, it just seemed a lot more convenient, and wow, is it beautiful. It's a lovely, lovely resort. But we had the free dining, and we upgraded actually to the Disney dining plan. It was me and my mom and my 13-year-old son. So it was only $400 for us to upgrade, and I'll go through the meals we ate here quickly, and you'll be able to see just the value in that. because each of the meals we added would have, just for the three of us, were probably over $200, maybe closer to $250 each meal.
Yeah.
So, so anyway, the, like I said, the Coronado Springs was beautiful. So the first meal we ate there was that, that breakfast at, Riviera Tepanito. Is that, how do you, is that how you say it?
Topolino.
The breakfast one Ricky was just talking about. Yeah. So we had that, that character breakfast the first day that, or the second day that resort opened, actually, because we arrived on the 16th, and that's the day Riviera opened. So the next morning we ate there. That's also a lovely resort. Wow. So that character breakfast was really great. And then we did a Hoop to Do review the following night. And I know they say that might not be the best use of your dining credits, but considering we had free dining and then upgraded for just that $400,
yes.
I mean, that was, and that was amazing. We got the, I don't know, there's different levels of that you can get for that meal. And we picked the front, I guess. Or I don't remember how they do it, but it's,
I can't remember.
Different
it's
levels
like
of
there's
it.
Tiers, but I just know I sit up at the balcony and it tastes just as good and the show's fine. So,
but actually here's a little bit that we didn't know when we went for this meal, that if you go to the 4 o'clock show, it still only counts as one dining credit. Sit down meal.
I didn't know that. Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, we didn't know that either, unless they gave us a good deal, because we went up and the guy was like, oh, you can't use your dining plan on this because you sat in the, I don't know, the upgraded seating or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, well, all right.
Scoot me
and
back.
But then when we went to the guest service lady there, she's like, oh, yeah, at the 4 o'clock show, it's fine. Or actually, he said you can't use your dining plan for it, but she told me for the 4 o'clock show you can. We did have to use two sit-down meals for that. I'm sorry.
Yes, okay, yeah, I think that's what it is. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But if you go to the, there must be like a 6 and an 8 or something, those shows you cannot use the dining plan at. So just that, if you want to use it, go to that one.
All right.
And then I had posted a comment a while back about trying to get a reservation for Artist Point, and that we couldn't get one initially, but we did get one, I think a day or two before the day we went, and we did go to Artist Point for that. Snow White and Dopey and Grumpy, that was a great meal too. They have some very unique, just the meal was really unique, and the presentation was really awesome. So another meal that was well over $200.
Yeah, you totally did this right. I mean, you're already saying, I mean, this is, especially when you get free dining at a value or a moderate, to upgrade is not that much more. And like you're saying,
no.
You're giving the examples of how to get, if you're going to character meals or buffets, right there.
Yeah, yep. And then we did Tusker House. So we had another character meal there, but that was a buffet. And then our last night that we were at the resort, they're like, go, 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 people, when we're on vacation. And I was like, I'm booking a reservation at Coronado Springs that night at the Toledo's for like 7 o'clock, because I knew then we would be done for the day and we couldn't go all night. Because our flights, when we fly back to Wisconsin from Orlando, we usually get a 7 o'clock in the morning flight. So you're getting on Magical Express at like 4. And we've been in the park sometimes till 11 and still got on the, but I hate myself for it. So I scheduled that, or I made that reservation for that meal. That's a beautiful restaurant as well. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to eat at any of the, those rooftop ones, but you can see some pretty amazing views. My son and I went up there just to, cause you can just walk, you know, go up there, even if you're not eating, and go out on the balcony and look around. We did that a couple nights just to kind of look around. It was really, really fabulous. But so, I mean, those are some good meals, like I said, that we got for that. For $400, we couldn't eat one and a half.
No, you came out like a champ on that. And it's so smart, because when you look at the prices and you see, okay, I've already got the free dining. So really you've paid for 75% of the dining plan's already covered, you know, just cover the last quarter, boom. And plus there's something to be said for when you go down and it's already paid. The prepaid part is why I like cruising.
Oh.
I like cruising because it's kind of all inclusive, and that makes me just less on edge and I can order what I want. It makes me happier.
Right. You know, and then that didn't include our quick service meals that we, you know, all over the parks. And then you get the adult beverage with these, if you so choose, or my son could get like a specialty drink. Like he got the fluted cup at, when we were in, it's slipping my mind. the restaurant at Animal Kingdom. Oh goodness, I'm completely losing it. No. I'm sorry, what?
It wasn't Tusker House, right?
No, Pandora. What's the one in Pandora? Satuli Cantina. There's like some polluted cup that's like $12 or something, and it wasn't supposed to be included, but somehow it was, and the guy was like, "Yeah, you get it today." So, I mean, just kind of crazy things like that. So, I mean, the adult beverages you get if you want those are going to be, you know, $12 or $15 at least a piece, and sometimes he even got those fancier upgraded drinks. We did end up with like 25 snacks that we ended up bringing home, a whole pile of Mickey Rice Krispie bars and other snacks to share with our friends and stuff around the holidays. But because maybe we just don't eat a lot, but that's just a lot of food too. But I mean, for the $400, those meals were just well worth it. I guess we didn't really look at it as a loss because it was free essentially. You know, there's obviously little things that make it not free because you have to get certain kind of tickets and power copper and all that. So, but anyway, that came out really well. And then while we were there, we also bought DVC at Copper Creek and upgraded our tickets to annual passes. And once you own DVC, you can buy the Florida Gold ticket for the annual pass at the Florida rate. And for us to upgrade that ticket cost $118.
Wow.
Per person. So from December 16th of this year till December 16th of next year, we could go as much as we wanted for another $118. Except for the blackout date around Easter.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are killing it this year with your dining and ticket media.
Kidding. Right. So we already booked a trip for spring break time coming up here at the end of March. We're just going to go down for kind of a quick trip. The airfare will almost kill us. We're going to leave on Wednesday, and actually to come home, we're going to stay till Monday because the ticket price was $500 cheaper per person to come home from Monday to Sunday. So that was a no-brainer. But we're going to do a split stay at Port Orleans, French Quarter, and then Pop Century. My son loves Pop Century, and those Skyliners are amazing. We rode the Skyliner a few times while we were there in December, too.
I love the Skyliner. I love Pop Century. Your son's a smart kid.
Yeah. Awesome. So we thought we'd try Port Orleans just because we've never stayed there. So I just booked a couple nights there. Plus, I couldn't get Pop for that whole.
Well, you're going to love, Port Orleans. Both resorts over there are really cool, too. Riverside's probably my favorite overall. So,
is it? Well, so there's that. You know, that's what I was, you know, mostly just called to let you guys know about the dining, especially if people if they get free dining, because I know they just released it for the summer. I would tell almost everybody to just upgrade. The cost is just minuscule compared to the food you get out of it.
I hear you. No, you played it well. You're definitely a savvy Disney traveler, and so that's awesome to hear, and appreciate you sharing that with everybody.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great night.
All right, you too. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. Wow. And that's so smart, too, with those kind of meals. Yeah. All right, we have another caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello.
This is Mike. Who's this?
Oh, hi. My name is Amy. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
You're calling?
Hi, Amy.
You're a Disney fan, right? You're not calling like to order pizza or something, right?
No. I'm so excited. I was getting nervous.
I was like, I could talk to y'all.
Oh,
good. I was like hoping you weren't thinking this was Papa John's or something because I was getting a little nervous.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
So I have a question for you. We are going to Disney for spring break, which for us is sort of the beginning of April. And we have friends who are also going to be there at the same time. So we're trying to schedule a dining reservation so that we can all meet up together. And we were thinking about the restaurant inside the pyramid at Mexico, but then read the reviews and thought that we'd try for Garden Grill instead. And there are 8 of us. So it's hard to make a reservation for 8. So I was told that we should make a reservation for our family of 5, and then they would make their own reservation for their family of 3 and hope for the best that we could sit together. I feel like you've answered this question before, but I didn't pay attention.
No, that's okay. Nobody pays attention to us. It's okay. I taught for 17 years. Nobody ever paid attention then either. So, you know. One kid did. She's in the Air Force now, so there you go. So no, just but what I would do though is just make like what I would do is honestly make 2 4s, because and then you because you know what, if you get there, they're gonna seat your kid with you. I hate to say that because it's not technically the rule, but if you're gonna if you can get them at the same time, they're gonna be able to sit 2 4s.
We do
together.
Have 2 reservations at the same time, but we did 5 and 3. But you think we should do 2 4s?
Well, I mean, if you can't get it, it's 2 4s because the 5 might be a little bit more challenging than a 4. Ricky, what are you gonna say? It looks like you have something on your mind.
Oh,
I mean,
well, we actually have the reservations.
Oh, you have them already? Okay, good. Okay. Well, yeah, if you have them,
but we were concerned that we might not be able to sit together.
You just gotta ask the person at the stand, and they'll make it happen.
Absolutely. I mean, we've done big groups before of multiple reservations, and I mean, granted, they couldn't seat all of us together.
We've done like 60 people. Or 70.
Yeah, exactly, because we had like a huge amount of people, but like they definitely worked with us to seat us together as best they could. And so yeah, they will absolutely, if you have the 2 reservations and say, hey, we would like to sit together, they will work to get you seated together. Now you may just have to wait a little longer for your reservation. That's the only downside of trying to, you know, finagle it this way.
Sure.
But they will absolutely work to accommodate you on something like that, especially if it's just a party of 8. I know we've been at Garden Grill before and been seated as a party of 8 before. Or maybe it was
okay. That, I was a little, yeah. I've only seen Garden Grill from the outside, and it looked like the tables might be sort of set and not movable. But
they are, but they have an upper ring as well. And the upper ring has they don't have the round circular tables that you see when you go to Garden Grill. They have actual tables.
They're
tables.
Like booths.
The booths are on the bottom. But the actual tables with chairs are up on the second level. So they do have the capability to push tables together up on that second level.
Well, I know we did a breakfast there with the podcast, at least 16 people together at Garden Grill.
Was it 16? Oh. I thought it was like 10.
It was the day that I passed out. Remember?
Yes.
Outside. I was sick.
And you looked sick at the dog. Yes,
I was. That's when my iron was all off. I remember that day. Slightly.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
No, it's terrible. No, it's such a good meal too. That's a good call because the kid's gonna love it. The food is amazing, and it's unique. I mean, it doesn't spin fast, but I mean, how many times you get to eat in a restaurant that rotates?
Right. Now the only thing is,
so the upstairs rotates too, or just the downstairs?
They all rotate. It's just you won't have as good of a view. I mean, you still have a good view, but you know, you're not looking straight out onto the
ride.
Ride, yeah, thank you. I was going
to
say Savannah.
Savannah. No, you still do see it from up top, and the kids can get down there and look if they want real quick.
Definitely.
It's a good meal. You made a good choice. I love San Angel Inn inside the Pyramid of Mexico. With your situation, Garden Grill was the perfect choice.
Much better choice. Yes, definitely.
Okay, excellent.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank
we appreciate
you
it.
So much. Really appreciate it. Thanks. My daughter say hi real quick?
Absolutely.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hi.
My kids and I like to listen to you in the car.
Oh, my gosh. That is so...
We listen in the car when we're driving around.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's your name?
Libby.
Libby?
Yeah.
All right, so what's your favorite thing? You've been to Walt Disney World before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite ride?
Rock and Roller Coaster.
What? You are too young to ride Rock and Roller Coaster. Are you kidding me? There are adults that won't ride that ride. You ride Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's barely tall enough, but she can do it.
Good for you.
Ricky's kind of scared to ride that ride.
It's Tower of Terror, but thank you. I will ride Rock and Roller Coaster, though, so that's awesome. Good
well, that's
you.
That's awesome. Sometime we're all down there, we'll have to ride it together. All of us. We'll get like a whole train.
That sounds really fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, you do a good job
thank
in school.
You so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Libby. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love that. That is so cool. She rides Rock and Roller Coaster. I thought she was going to say something tame.
Nope.
She threw down like right off the top. All right, next caller's on the line. Hey, he's joining us.
Hey, this is James from Alabama. What's going on, Mike?
Roll Tide, what's up?
Hey, Ricky, how are you?
I am fabulous. I'm sitting here with a brand new puppy, so how can I be any better?
Oh, well, because of you, Ricky, we now have two cats, so thanks for that.
Ah, there you go. You're very welcome.
The bad part is that I'm slightly allergic to cats, so it's been a battle.
Yeah, that's a little worse. Yeah.
Oh, well. Mike, I wanted to thank you for turning me on to tie-dye cheesecake.
You know, okay, here's the thing. Let me clarify something, because my buddy Jim, who listens to the podcast and retweets us all the time,
yes,
he made a good point, because he's at Pop Century right now as we're recording. Now, mm-hmm. tie-dye cheesecake is good, but I hate to tell you this. It used to be better. Okay, because it used to be in like triangles, like a typical piece of cheesecake, you know, like the wedge. It used to be a wedge,
right.
So it was about twice mm-hmm. as big, and it was about half the price. Now, it's pretty much tastes the same. It was a little bit better back in the day, though, I think. I don't know. I think they made it more cake now and less cheesecake, I think.
I agree.
Do you think? Yeah, I don't know.
It feels more cakey.
Still good.
Yes, still good.
Yeah, but I mean, it was twice the size, half the price. Back. I mean, I'm not talking long ago, like 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we stayed at Pop when we went early in December. Wanted to give people a heads up on something with the Skyliner.
Uh-huh.
We were lucky enough to go to Hollywood Studios opening day of Rise of the Resistance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our three-year-old was flat out exhausted, did not want to get up early. So him and my wife stayed back in the room, let him sleep a little longer and all. So I thought I was being a sweet husband, left the stroller with her, and I took our five-year-old, we hopped on the Skyliner, got over to Hollywood Studios, got our boarding pass, and hung out and, you know, did some other rides and all until they got there. Well, she was extremely frustrated when she got there, because I didn't think about this. Getting onto the Skyliner with a stroller can be very, very difficult, especially when you're trying to maintain a three-year-old while doing it.
True.
It was at the last changeover that she found out that if you have a stroller, you can use the handicap gondola.
Huh.
Oh, that's a good tip.
And we did do it on the way back. We had a double stroller from Kingdom Strollers, and there, you know, it wasn't an easy time. So we were, the stroller actually fit onto the gondola without having to fold it up and all that stuff.
If it's
not busy, you don't really have to worry about, you know, all that hassle. But you can use the handicap. We did have one cast member that tried to give us a little grief about it. And then she actually was there that morning when my wife was struggling and actually helped my wife. And then she remembered and she's like, no, you're right. Y'all use the handicap. So don't let anybody, you know, tell you otherwise. You can use it.
That's a good tip, because I would have never thought that, but I mean, it makes sense, because it's a safety issue is what it is. I mean, you're trying to manhandle a stroller, especially those big strollers like you mentioned from Kingdom or whatever. You know, you got the kid, you got the stroller. I almost bit it one time just because I was messing with Instagram when I got on it and the thing was moving. Robbie, our listener, he lives out by Disneyland. He was on the thing. I was live on Instagram or something. I almost fell, and he's like, "Hey, Mike, are you Mike from B?" Yeah, I almost fell right out of the gondola.
Yes, I am.
That's me. Yes. So yeah, I mean, I had no kids or strollers at all, and I almost bit it. So yeah, it's a safety thing.
Right.
Cool.
Yes. So that is a huge tip there. Another thing, I know a lot of people have been fussing about the buses being, you know, only running every hour from Pop to Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's not a big deal because of the Skyliner.
I agree. I mean, because this just came out the day that we recorded this, you know, on Sunday.
Right.
Somebody posted a picture of a sign at Pop Century. And, you know, I think people are saying, well, when the Skyliner's down, this is going to be a mess because they're only running once an hour to the studios in Epcot. But I think when the Skyliner's down, they're going to run buses a lot more quickly.
Right. Disney's going to have a solution.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean,
yeah.
Because there's no reason for me. I mean, I'm just looking at me because I can't think of anything else. You know, it's me. But I mean, if I'm going to the studios or Epcot, I can be there so quickly on the Skyliner. I would never, ever ride a bus to those two places.
Mm-mm.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because it's I mean, the Skyliner is just too convenient.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know there's people that are scared to ride the Skyliner. My wife, she's terrified of the Skyliner. She doesn't like, you know, being that high up and all. But she's like, you know, it's just something that I've got to get over because it's too convenient.
Yeah. The convenience factor is huge with the Skyliner.
I'm scared of smelly armpits on the bus more than I am the heights of the Skyliner. I'm just saying.
That's true.
It scares me a little worse.
That's true.
You know, one night, me and my son James and our 5-year-old, we just went and, you know, went and rode the Skyliner around and all. Wasn't going, you know, any set place. And it was at night. And we actually did stop for about 15 minutes. But to me, I mean, it was super cool because you're stopped in that one place and you have an incredible view of everything.
You are a
You're a true Disney
fan. That is the positive. You're a true Disney fan, though. It's like, the ride breaks down. Yes, I hit the jackpot. Normal people feel like the ride broke down, man. I'm stuck. But yeah, we're a different breed.
Like I would really like it if it broke down over there close to Epcot, and then you could really get some good views.
Right, that spot where you're like looking into the new like section of the France Pavilion. If I could be there for about 15 minutes and just like really zone in on what they're doing there, that would be perfect.
Yes, because it's hard to tell when you're actually moving, but when you're stopped, man, that would be awesome.
To a point. Now, you know what? I'm always going to make sure that my bladder is not beyond 80% when I hop on that sucker, just in case.
That is true.
Well, we did check. They do have the boxes under there, so you do have a bag in there or a bottle or whatever. You know, so you should be all right, Mike.
You know, that's an adventure I don't want to have to report on.
And here's the deal. I mean, as good as it is that they have those boxes in there and everything, the one thing that I would be a little wary of is if I did need to use the conveniences of the box stuff, I would really hope that I was in a Skyliner bucket all to myself because...
You know, there's nine spectators.
I'd be like, somebody's going to block this because I don't
know. You'd have performance anxiety.
That's the one bad thought I've had, though, is like, please, dear God, if this breaks down and I'm with other people, do not have me having to pee in a bucket with other people in here. That would be terrible. So,
There's, you know, Mike, you've talked about this Skyliner, how it's cool to be in there with, you know, strangers and getting to meet new people and all. We were actually put in a very awkward position. We got in there with a couple from New Orleans who are diehard LSU fans.
Oh, Lord. I can see this and, the SEC thing. I was like going to say Auburn fans. I'm like, this could be like a fight to the death, like an iron cage.
Well, the first thing, my five-year-old just looks at him. I don't know why. He just looks at him and says, "Roll Tide." And they're like, "Wait, what did you say?"
This is going to be like the next this will be the next WWE pay-per-view. Like, you know, two families get in at Pop Century, one comes out at Epcot, you know, so one of those things.
Right. So, yeah, but no, I wanted to just give that tip about the strollers and all, because we had saw some other people kind of struggling with trying to get the stroller onto the gondola and everything. Just use the handicap. Yes, it takes a little longer, but it's a lot better than, you know, losing grip of the stroller and dropping it, or losing grip of your kid and dropping them.
Definitely let the stroller go. You'd be in trouble with your wife.
It's stroller over kid, yes. Even I know that.
Hey, well, thanks so much for giving us a call. Sorry it was like getting into a rental radio contest. You're not the 106th caller, so no big prize, but I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Mike, y'all have a great night.
All right, take care. Roll Tide.
Bye.
Roll Tide.
All right. All right, let's get one more call in here. They're rolling in now. Boy, it is like we're giving out concert tickets or something. I guess we could give some Joe Burrows out or something. I don't know. Hey, who's joining us? We have another caller on the line.
Joe Burrow tickets, I want those. So.
I'm Mike and Ricky. It's Jenny from Australia.
Hey, Jenny from Australia. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just first day back at work here, so not loving life right now.
Yeah, well, you got to work to pay for all the fun.
That's it.
So let me ask you, what do you think about the Skyliner thing? Because I think you've stayed at Pop Century before. I mean, it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's the buses not running all the time to the studios in Epcot.
Yeah, so we actually didn't take a bus the whole time we were at Pop to either Hollywood Studios or Epcot, just because it was so convenient. We were in the... I think we were in the 80s or the 90s section. So we would just walk down by the waterfront and jump on the Skyliner. And it was much quicker than waiting for buses and standing in the sun. And yeah, it was fantastic.
It's awesome. I can't wait. I love. It's like the ride to get to the ride. That's how I call it. That's what I call it. I love it. It's like a big ride. It's like the monorail. The monorail's a ride to me. So what's on your mind? What are you calling for?
I just wanted to wish everyone best of luck for the races over marathon weekend. I wish I could be there, but next year. I know a lot of people have had some challenges, and it's a big achievement. So thinking of you all and wishing everyone the best.
Sure, appreciate that, because it's going to be hot. Well, I know it's hot where you are down in Australia. It's been really hot. You guys have had the fires, and seriously, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you guys. We have a basketball player, our greatest ever Mizzou women's basketball player is playing in Australia right now in a professional league down there. So we're getting all the updates. But, you know, we hope that you guys are – hopefully that subsides quickly and it cools off for y'all.
Yeah, they're predicting really hot weather again later this week. So towards the end of the week, the height of everything sort of happened over the weekend. That's Monday here now. But, you know, it's just from our perspective, we're completely safe where we are. But, you know, we're ex-Navy, so we have friends that are still in the ADF or the Defence Force, and they're out fighting fires. They're being evacuated from the areas that they live in. You know, many a tear has been shed in our lounge room at night. Oh, sorry, I'm getting emotional. Just watching the, you know, what people are going through over what is supposed to be the happiest time of the year. Mm-hmm. And the complete and absolute destruction of our wildlife is just so heartbreaking. You know, koalas with little singed noses and ears, and their paws are all burnt. And, you know, a lot of the animals coming into shelters right now, the most humane thing they can do for them is euthanize them. So, you know, even though a lot of Australians aren't directly impacted, you know, as a country, we really feel it. And, you know, it's been a big topic everywhere you go right now, just waiting to see, you know, how could it possibly get any worse than it already is? But believe it or not, it is actually expected to perhaps get a little worse before it gets any better.
Well, just know that, you know, we have a huge, you know, audience, and it's on our mind here in America. You know, it's in the news every day, and, you know, we're following it. I wish there was more we could do from here, but we're definitely sending up our prayers every night that it subsides quickly. So just know that we're thinking of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we appreciate it. I know that, you know, there's troops of firefighters coming from Southern California at the moment. And, you know, our guys over here have been fighting fires since September with no break. And it's just absolutely insane that half of our country is on fire, literally.
That's crazy. Well, just you hang in there. And if you need anything, you just give us a yell, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, guys. And I'll be following along on the Facebook page. And good luck.
All right. We'll try to give you a nice distraction, all of our suffering in all the races. We're trying to run 48 miles. We'll see how it goes. All right. Thanks, you. And thanks. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care, please.
Thanks. Okay. Take care.
Thanks, bye-bye. Mike.
All right. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's try sneaking one more call. That is so sad because it's just rough. I've been watching it on the news. It is. And Sophie's out there, so she's giving us updates. All right, hey, we have another caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Brooke from Pennsylvania.
Brooke.
Hey, Brooke.
We couldn't end the show until we had a call from Pennsylvania.
Hi. Yeah, of course.
What's going on?
I had a quick question and then a small comment. My question is, I'm going to go this spring with a girlfriend of mine who hasn't been since she was a teenager to Walt Disney World, and she's a fan, and she's really excited to get back to the land. So I was looking for some suggestions for girls' trip type of things. Maybe Ricky could help her. So suggestions for restaurants. And then also I noticed the week we're looking, there's a Villains After Hours. So I was wondering if you guys had any feedback on the Villains shows.
I haven't done the Villain shows, but everybody that I know that's done them loves them. Totally, they say they do it again and again and again. So I know that. But
oh wow!
So the villain one, they do have a couple of special things that they do. So it is a little different than the regular Disney After Hours events. So at the Villains Disney Villains After Hours events, they have a special stage show that features Hades and Meg from Hercules. Mm-hmm. meet characters, so there is no capability to do that during these events.
That's so weird. Kind of a bummer. That is so weird that they blatantly say you can't meet characters.
So, Mike, do you? I know this is a side thing, but Mike, do you remember how they had? It was a couple years ago at this point. They had a villains event at Hollywood Studios.
Yes, it was crazy, and the lines were nuts.
Basically, and it just went so poorly with people wanting to meet characters that's why they don't allow you to meet characters at this event. So I think that if they had, since that was just a one night thing, I think that was part of the reason why there was such demand.
I agree.
And I feel like if they had the ability to meet characters now that this event doesn't happen just one night, but happens multiple nights, it might take some of the heat off of it. But I get it. The wanting to meet characters, especially those rare Disney villains, is a huge draw. So I understand why, but it is a little weird. So anyway, so there's that.
I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, we're not going to dwell on this, but like, they're Disney. That's what they do every day, all over the place. They meet characters, you know, it's like, sure. It's like, what else? Like, can you eat ice cream? I mean, come on, go ahead.
Can you imagine, like, how, I hate to say this, but can you imagine how much more crowded, like, how many more tickets they would sell if they had character meet and greets? But that's beside the point. Anyway, they also have, I think I read this time that they're going to have special, like, character interactions in, like, Pirates. Yeah, and then they have obviously the treats that you normally get, but you can purchase special treats that are themed specifically for the event. There's Maleficent who rides down the streets of Main Street USA, and there's going to be like another like cavalcade that's going to join them. So the villains are going to join this time with Maleficent rolling down. So that's kind of cool too. So I would absolutely consider doing Disney Villains After Hours. I think it would be a great event, a lot of fun. So that's something.
Yeah,
that
would be good. And do you know on the nights they have that, what time they kick everyone else out if you're not attending that?
It depends on the night that the park closes. So it's a hard close. I mean, relatively speaking, for everybody who's not going to the event. And what they'll do is probably something similar to what they do at Very Merry or Not So Scary. They'll give you, I'm assuming, a wristband or something similar. I haven't attended the after hours events yet because it's never on the day that I can go, but they'll give you a wristband or something similar. And then you have to show that wristband to get into certain areas of the park. So as they're sweeping everybody out, you have to show your wristband. Otherwise they're going to kick you out of the park. So that's kind of how they'll do that. So I would absolutely consider Disney Villains After Hours.
And for the girls, you know what? We did this as a big group. And Mallory even mentioned this today as we were having lunch. The Grand Floridian Tea Room. What's that place called? It's something tea room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? It's fun. Even for me, I had a blast. But, I mean, that's kind of a girly thing. It was cool.
Absolutely.
I left still hungry, but, I mean, in a lot more
and
poor. But.
And that's at Grand Floridian, right? That's a good time to get over there.
Yes. It's really
fun. It's a fun hotel to visit.
Absolutely. 100%. I was thinking that's maybe awesome. Like a spa treatment. Because they do have the spa. Mm-hmm. They have it at Grand Floridian, and they also have one at Saratoga Springs. So that might be something that you consider as well.
Cool. Thank you. And then quickly, I just wanted to say, not a full trip report, but Mike, you got to get to Disneyland. I'm a longtime Disney World veteran, and I was lucky to go as a kid so many times. And then I took a break when I was a young adult, and I've went like 3 times in the past couple years. And then I did a last-minute trip when I was visiting friends in L.A. just over Labor Day weekend. And I took my 5-year-old daughter, and we stuck in 2.5 days at Disneyland. And it was amazing. And for Disney World fans, and especially history Disney World fans, it was awesome. So I just wanted to plug that as an experience. You definitely have to check out.
I agree. And you know what? I think that Imagineering series that was on Disney Plus, I think that is going to do so much to get people out to the West Coast, because like I was watching it, like, I have to go. I got to see this. You know, it's like,
Absolutely.
Have to. The history's there, you know, and they bring it up. They did such a good job on that. It was like a planning video. It was like, I just like, buy my trip. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. And I've been watching that too. And I was really grateful to have had this recent experience there in California while I enjoyed that show. And, there's just something special about it. And I have some friends who said, well, it's so much smaller, you're going to be disappointed. And no, it was special. There was just the detail of the land, especially maybe the Fantasyland area, and the small world facade there. I mean, just, you can just feel the history and in the details and the design. And I'm a designer, so that's some stuff that I pay attention to. But it was awesome. And I have to say, my six-year-old just asked when we're going back to Disneyland.
Perfect.
Because she loves the old dark rides. And she just wants to go on Wild Mr. Toad, right, his Wild Ride, and Alice in Wonderland. And it's, so I didn't expect that that would be what she loved. She likes Cars Land too. But yeah, so for anyone who is a Disney World fan who hasn't been out to California, you can swing a trip out there to all the fans. I just recommend it so much.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make it happen. And oh, one other thing before we cut you loose here, Carol in the live chat, this is a great idea. She said they did the wine glass painting at Abracadabar. How cool does that sound? I didn't even know that happened.
Interesting. I've never even been there. Yeah, that's great.
That'd be a blast.
They do a lot of, so at a lot of the resorts, they will have a painting class or something like that. Now, it's only on select days, mm-hmm. and it's usually a lot of times during park hours, so just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But they do offer things like that. Sometimes they'll have a wine, where you'll be able to drink or whatever.
Drink
like,
and paint.
You know? Exactly. Drink and paint type situation. But a lot of times it's, you know, there's a special painting class that you can participate into. And a lot of resorts have that. So if it's not being offered at your resort at the time that you're there, head to a different resort and see if they're offering it at the time that you're there. You know, you'll just have to stop by.
Okay, thank you.
You know, right. When they're offering something like that.
All right. Thank you both. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the calls. We had so many calls. It's so funny. The first 20 minutes, no calls. Then it was like the board was lit up the entire second
Christmas
half. People got to get in there earlier. But we'll do this again. So as soon as we get back from Marathon Weekend, we'll do another one, kind of recap and getting some memories from the races, the fun we had down there. Everybody traveling down this week. Everybody should be arriving by today, if not tonight. Be careful. Don't climb any ladders this week. We'll see you at the expo. If you see me, give me a yell. In the parks as well, we're going to have a great time. Remember, as you run the races and take the pictures and post all of your memory maker pictures, hashtag those, hashtag run BOGP, so Ricky can retweet those on the Facebook and the Instagram and Twitter. And we can kind of put them all together at the end, because I know Joe will probably make an awesome video.
Oh, sure.
That'll bring me to tears again.
We're really just throwing it out here just so he will.
Exactly. I've been watching those like from the last few years, like over and over as I get ready to go. So it's so awesome. Yep. So again, safe travels to everybody. Be safe. Yeah. We're going to have a great time running Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So proud of everybody that signed up. This is just, remember, you've done all the work. This is the victory laps right here. This is it. This is the fun times. We'll get those medals. So we'll have a good time getting the picture. So go to the Lizards Facebook page for all the meets and all that stuff this week. I will see you all down there, and we're going to have a great time. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, is the news that we're reading about this week just the buses or what, the Pop Century buses? What are we reading about?
So, Mike, I am sad to tell you that the Regal Beagle is not going to be sponsored
but
by Jack Tripper.
It's my favorite Muppet. I'm pumped.
It's going to be Sam
yes,
Beagle.
For real.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I love it. I love it. Not eating there would be distinctly unpatriotic.
Unpatriotic, yes. So, like, part of me is super excited that they are, you know, adding Sam Eagle, but part of me is like, oh no, they're adding another character tie-in.
No, it's fine. He will not take any nonsense. You know, like, Sam Eagle doesn't play games. Like, he will not have any screwing around or anything like that. He'll just be... He'll cut you out of the country. I mean, he doesn't play.
This is like, I can't believe they actually did this.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great.
Holy cow.
I know Twitter's losing their minds, but I actually like it. He's my favorite Muppet.
I mean, like I said, I'm kind of torn. Like, part of me is like, this is the best idea ever. And then part of me is like, oh no, we're tying in more characters.
No, because every time I walk through there and be like, not having some barbecue right now would be distinctly unpatriotic. And you know me, I love America. So there we go. Got to eat go barbecue. Yeah, let's go.
I know. I'm going to hear that every time I'm with you now, because you're going to say it every time.
Got that right. All right. Don't forget, you get this kind of news over at Theme Park News, Disney Edition, free iOS app. Lots of great apps. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device over at Virtual Mickey.com. as you do that last minute online shopping for Marathon Weekend, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So again, please bookmark it and use it often throughout the year, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. This is the week to follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at beourguestmike and facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Friday. We're going to be talking about the Riviera Resort and lots of other stuff. So if you're curious about the restaurants, the rooms, the amenities, the bocce ball, all that good stuff, we're going to be talking about it. Yeah, no, nobody knows. So we'll be talking about that on Friday. So thank you so much for tuning in live here on Sunday night. Thanks for downloading the show on Wednesday. We'll be back again on Friday. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work or just go have some fun and run some races. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.